Goldman sounds the alarm as Treasury holdings hit an 18-year low. Goldman Sachs issued an asymmetric sell-off warning this week, flagging that downside risk in financial markets is disproportionately larger than potential upside, a signal the firm's research desk deploys selectively. The warning points to a confluence of live risk factors: geopolitical volatility stemming from the Iran Strait of Hormuz situation, Federal Reserve uncertainty on the rate path, and a market priced for relatively optimistic outcomes on both fronts. S&P futures were sitting at roughly 7,556, off about 0.19% from the prior session. Fundstrat's Tom Lee, who has maintained a consistently bullish posture for much of the past several years, added his voice to the cautionary chorus, specifically flagging conditions later in 2026. China's U.S. Treasury holdings fell to $651.1 billion, an 18-year low, the lowest level since 2008, underscoring a structural shift in the global financial system. For decades, China recycled trade surpluses into U.S. government debt as a core mechanic of global capital flows. That mechanism is visibly weakening. Japan and the United Kingdom have been increasing their treasury holdings in the same period, suggesting demand is shifting rather than collapsing entirely. But the changing composition of who finances U.S. debt carries long-term implications for interest rates and fiscal flexibility. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent reportedly pressed Japanese officials to raise interest rates sooner rather than later to avoid larger disruptions down the line. Bank of Japan April minutes confirmed internal discussions about rate hikes every few months, suggesting genuine appetite for normalization within the BOJ. Japan has maintained ultra-low interest rates for decades. A normalization process would have significant implications for the yen, for Japanese government debt costs, and for the unwinding of the carry trade, which has historically triggered abrupt bouts of global market instability when it reverses. The USDA projected record production costs for every major crop in 2027, with the cost drivers shifting from fuel and fertilizer, the dominant pressures of 2022 and 2023, towards seed, chemicals, labor, and cash rents. Labor and land costs are structurally sticky in ways that commodity price spikes are not. When farmers face record costs, they either pass them through in food prices, reduce planted acreage, or exit the business, all three outcomes carrying downstream effects reaching every grocery store in the country. Separately, a White House analysis estimated that banning anti-competitive hospital insurer contract clauses could save $45 billion annually, with such arrangements currently inflating premiums for approximately 24% of employer-insured Americans. A policy claim grounded in Sherman Act antitrust analysis, targeting specific exclusionary contracting conduct rather than market size alone. Bank of America analysts projected the FIFA World Cup will generate a $45 billion boost to global GDP, with $19 billion flowing to the United States alone, roughly four times the economic activity generated by the Taylor Swift Eras Tour, per the same analysts. Novo Nordisk shares climbed despite a simultaneous ransomware crisis, a testament to investor conviction in the oral semaglutide opportunity. Analysts have projected the GLP-1 market as a multi-hundred-billion-dollar global opportunity over the next decade, apparently large enough to absorb near-term operational disruption.